Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
All right, time to turn up Who Sucks Less on the way, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Might as well jump right into the birthdays. Old Bacholas, I want to give my son a very happy birthday shout out. He is turning 10 today, which, as I recall, as a child, big birthdays.
Double digits,
yeah,
my brother.
That was a big one. Could I get a happy Chinooka, a couple of thrills gets, and Coach Ted giving some advice on turning double digits? Thank you guys for all you do. Sincerely, that from Dad and from Zach.
Happy Chinooka.
Get. Turn it 10. Ted's a big one, man. You got to get out there and do stuff. The other big thing is you looked your dad straight in the eye tonight. You tell him you want that double cheeseburger. Now, sure, you're only 10. You're probably going to a restaurant where the burger's too big. That's all right. You don't have to finish it. You need to order it. Hell, maybe you don't even want a double cheeseburger. You look at your dad and you say, I'm double digits, Dad. Take me to a steakhouse.
Patolos, want to wish my son Aiden a very happy 15th birthday.
Ted, you didn't get a steak when you were 10?
Yeah, why not?
I want a tomahawk.
Yeah,
Dad, I'm going to need that ribeye.
We're going to Sizzler.
I don't know how my voice dropped.
Yeah. I'm 10.
That's right. When did that happen for you? I was about 10 or 11, I think.
Really?
Maybe 12? Yeah.
Oh, I think at around 12-ish.
I mean, it had to be 12 or 13.
It just sucks getting there, man.
It's brutal.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Everything I said
I just remember
like
coming
this.
Back from summer camp working Boy Scouts, and I called my buddy Jeff, and his mom answered the phone, and she's like, who is this? I'm like, it's Miles. She's like, no, it's not.
Right.
And I didn't even realize it happened.
That you don't. You don't hear your voice change. No, you just know it stops cracking.
Well, you don't know how high it is. I did it to my nephew once. It felt horrible. He's like, what's up, Matt? He's like, it's CJ. I was like, sorry, dude.
You're right. It's weird because I keep hearing my kids talk now, and they still have the high voices. They haven't had the voice change yet, but I'm like, well, my son's talking to me. It's still like, instead, just my cute kid. But sooner or later, he's going to end up sounding like me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, man, now you're just this ugly, stinky thing.
Oh, but y'all just want to wish my son... My son Aiden, a very happy 15th birthday. I'm so proud of him for starting sports in high school because he wanted to. He just got his first match in wrestling. First win there on Monday. So how about a backwards fart, then a beaver fart, and Coach Ted giving him tips for football and wrestling. Love the show, guys. That from Tacoma Tony. Or Troy. Sorry, Troy.
Sound it out, Miles. There's no end in Troy.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I told him, doing it all the time now. All right. 15. Well, here's the good thing. If you want to play football in high school, wrestling is a great start, too. I only wrestled for 1 year my freshman year. As the coach said, it'll make you better at football. Wrestling's a great sport. You're going to learn a lot of stuff. I had a buddy that played at DeMatha. He played varsity baseball, varsity football, and varsity wrestling. He always said wrestling was the hardest sport. Now, the other good thing about football is, and I recommend this for any kids, you thought about playing, you're in high school, you go out for football, it doesn't matter. I don't know how good you're going to be, but you're going to have a bunch of built-in friends already, especially if you're a freshman. Get out there and try it. Because by the time you get to class, you already have friends built in. Mm-hmm. Other than that, see what you hit.
Keep your head up. Oh, let's see. Happy birthday to Johan, 17 years old today. One of the Dirty Germans. We can't give you the Dirty Germans. We can give you Coach Ted some advice on basketball this time around.
All right.
And beaver fart. And your penis is too small. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Mom and Dad.
All right, Johan. First of all, let's work on that off hand. I don't know if you're right-handed or left-handed, but at no point in a basketball career would that be a bad thing. Number two, triple threat position. We can pass, we can shoot, we can dribble from here. Number three, when you're in that position, don't be afraid to fake high, go low.
That's bad advice.
Again, I am terrible at basketball, but I worked at a camp for years. I can coach you the hell up.
There's a lot of things that we can understand better than we can apply.
Right.
What's beef, Thrill?
Beef?
Beef.
This one's for dinner.
Balance. Eyes. Elbow. Follow through.
That's what I was going to say, but you cut me off.
That's how we shoot our jumpers. No worries, son.
Didn't you say that to my kid?
Yeah.
I'm going to quiz him tonight. What's beef? He'll probably say what Miles said.
It's a cow.
For dinner. It's a cow.
Guys, can I get a birthday request for my awesome coworker of mine? Lonnie is her name, and she has made around the sun for the 20th time.
Oh.
So to celebrate, can she please get a bong hit and now hitting the window? What the F is that, bro? As well. Thank you, guys, from her coworker, Alex and Dave. Gentlemen, it's a moment you've all been waiting for. Once again, it's time to celebrate Good Time Jenny's birthday.
Oh, Good Time
She's
Jenny!
She's the best wife and a mother guy could ask for. A fine woman that only the dirtiest of Germans will do. Thanks for all the laughs. That from husband Justin.
Yeah, we already know why you are known as Good Time Jenny, but this year we're going to add Good Tasting Jenny as well.
Yeah, I just respect that man sticking around. So, I mean, Good Time Jenny's, that number is all over every bathroom wall and every bar in town.
Yeah, also her Instagram and Twitter handles. 21st century.
I also like the idea that he comes home and he's like, hello, Good Time Jenny. And
hey, Good Time Jenny.
Hello, husband. Justin.
GTJ. Good Time Jenny.
Ooh. I wonder if that's why he picked her up.
Jenny and Justin. Oh, yeah. You want to go to that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get laid by one of the bridesmaids.
Justin, I'm not joking at this point, but like, I wonder, like, have you ever been in a bar and somebody goes, whatever happened to Good Time Jenny? Well, I married her.
So she's not any fun anymore. Now she's Bad Time Jenny.
I bet she's still having fun with Justin.
Mm. Guys, I would like to wish Nicole of Anacortes a big happy birthday on her big 4-0 today. So how about an inspirational quote from Miles and the Dirty Germans talking about Atlantic salmon. Atlantic salmon. Not my favorite, but whatever.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you want us to connect those dots why I'd think of Atlantic salmon and also while thinking about your wife, but you know, I think we all understand.
Oh, yeah, also, Atlantic salmon's a lot like, it's a girl you pick up at 1 a.m. at closing time. It's not good.
I was going to give you guys a German bed now.
Well, I know, but he already started the German, so we had to go with it.
So should I do the inspirational thing?
With the German music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do it with the German music.
Oh, Jesus. This thing is so screwy. It just fades out, and then you have to stop, and then you have to start it, and what a pain in the
ass. Mike does it.
Better than I do. Better than I do. Nicole, think about this. To be really, really good at something, it takes a ton of hard work and a lot of practice. So to become an expert in most things, you have to do it over and over and over again. But technically, you're an expert in marriage if you only do it one time.
Yeah, true.
Patolas, I want to wish my awesome boyfriend Dan from Tacoma a very happy birthday. Last year when I turned 42, we decided to call it my second 21st birthday. Now he's turning 42 and we're keeping it going. Can he get a 21 soundbite salute and the captain talking about seeing orcas on his ship? Thanks, guys. We love you. That from Chrissy.
Jeez Louise.
Uh-oh, look out.
Hey!
She wants a D and she's going to get one.
Damn!
Dip responsibly.
Ten.
She got a roof to the door. Fuck your mouth.
Chester.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Oh my God! What the f-
is that, bro?
Happy Chinooka.
18. You like that? You like that? Hey!
Please clap.
Nice work. All right, guys. Here you go.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Obviously, Miles doesn't want to hear from El Capitan today, but here I am in the flesh. First of all, I'd like to point out that on the SS Guppy, the orca is actually kind of a sex move, but it's menage a trois. You see, orcas are black and white, so when I spend time with Little Debbie and Aunt Jemima at the same time, we call that an orca. But as you're referring to the aquatic animal, I would just say the fans of the captain, because I know how to rub the blowhole. You want to do it counterclockwise with two fingers. Trust me, you'll make a friend. Crunch Bears.
All right, guys, now here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. All right, let's see here. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the Men's Room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. But it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed, and all three of these stories are very similar. It's how to make that money. If we go to Vancouver, Canada, we'll go to my old hometown of Baltimore City, and then we'll finish in New York City. But let us start again in Vancouver Island, Canada, where a woman named Carly Bess used to work at an accounting firm there, and she recently sued them for wrongful termination. Now, see, she claimed that they still owed her $5,000 in unpaid wages, but then the company countersued and claimed that she actually owed them money. They said that she was fired for something called time theft while working from home, basically not working all the hours that she said she was working. And they had proof, thanks to a program called Time Camp, that was on her work laptop. It's a tracking software, and it can tell if you're working or not, much like Santa Claus knows if you've been naughty or nice. Now, it can distinguish between work tasks or things like being on Facebook or watching videos. And it showed that in the span of 1 month last year, Carly claimed that she had worked 51 more hours than she actually did. Her excuse was that she printed out hard copies of documents and was working off of those instead of the computer. But the company also tracked her printer usage and said that just was not true. So last Wednesday, the court sided with the company, ordered her to repay over $2,000 in wages. She has about 30 days to pay up. And she's not the only person scamming her company. We go to Baltimore City, where a school's police officer and prominent football coach, he's under investigation by the FBI after collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime while he was not working. Project Baltimore, it's an investigative reporting initiative. They discovered through social media posts that Lauren Smith reported several instances of overtime while simultaneously posting on social media that he was not working. The initiative was able to gather information on specific times that Smith had clocked overtime and then scanned his social media, where they found Facebook Live and other posts showed him in different locations during the alleged overtime hours. One Facebook Live post even showed Smith at the gym during a day that he reportedly clocked overtime for hours during a homicide investigation. Well, he collected over $200,000 in overtime since 2020, including the dates that he was showing himself to not be working. The amount is more than any other city school's officer. Wow. So he's claiming all this, and they're looking at a social media post like, you're saying one thing, but we're literally looking at you on your own social media post you're not doing.
Vanity.
Now, we go to New York City. Between May of 2019 and October 2020, Officer Jackson Chang, he appeared on paper to be working hard in his role as an NYPD captain and a member of the department's Asian Hate Crime Task Force. Now he's a former police officer after an internal affairs probe found that hundreds of hours that he claimed he'd work in the southern Brooklyn area were falsified. More than 400 hours, in fact, with a payout of $60,000. 45-year-old Chang, he confessed to the non-work so that he wouldn't get fired, and that way he could retire, believe it or not, with at least a partial pension. So keep in mind, you bilk him out of 60 grand, but I'll admit to it, let me keep part of my pension.
So police say that during a hearing, Chang said that some of the time when he was supposedly working, he was taking care of his sick parents. That turned out not to be true. The 432 hours and 37 minutes for which he was paid without actually doing any work included nearly 200 hours of overtime. It appears he was able to evade detection for some time by claiming that he was a duty captain, which took him away from his desk to work crime scenes throughout the city, you see. Anyway, the shady hours were discovered during a standard overtime review. A final determination to allow him to walk away from the job with a partial pension was made by the police commissioner, overriding the recommendation of the prosecutor, who believed that he should have just been fired.
Mm.
All right, so like I said, yeah, you know, people do this kind of thing. I get it. So you have the woman who's trying to sue her company because she says, for wrongful termination, she's trying to sue him for $5,000. They're like, you actually owe us $2,000 based on what we paid you and what you said you did. You have the Baltimore City Schools police officer. He made $200,000. He just wasn't working, but he's dumb enough to post himself on social media. And finally, the cop in New York City, who racked up about $60,000 in additional wages while not actually doing anything.
In my world, this is easy. You have two people that are supposed to, as far as law goes, they're supposed to do their best to make sure that the people abide by the law.
Sure.
You've got a woman who scammed a company.
Was she at work?
She's working from home, but she's using the work computer, right? So she uses the work laptop, and they have their tracking information, whatever it is. So So keep in mind, they fired her because she wasn't doing what she said she was doing. She tries to sue them for more money, and they're like, you actually owe us. Because they were going to let it go. They were just going to fire her. But when she launched a lawsuit, they said, look, if that's what you want to do, fine. You owe us money.
Baltimore police officer's a couple $100,000.
Well, keep in mind, he's a city school's police officer.
He's right? Still a police officer. He's still in charge of something.
Sort of.
The New York City police officer, $60,000 in hours he did not work. I'm going to go, since she got hers and justice was served, I think the woman in Canada sucks the least.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's going to be the easy one there. But also, I don't know. There's part of me with the cop in Baltimore to be like, well, no, it's Baltimore.
Baltimore.
So it's like,
what'd you expect?
It's bad. Like, it's taxpayer money, but there's so many bad things to go on with that police department. That said, look, I'm not justifying it.
No.
Because, right, obviously, Miles, like you said, like, you could just pick the woman in Canada. She went from a private company.
But I think the difference with her, the reason I would normally say she sucks the least, the difference is, all right, so the two cops, right, kind of the fake cop in Baltimore and the real cop in New York City, they got caught, they got busted, okay. What bugs me about her is, look, they were just going to fire you and let it be water under the bridge. You put yourself in this situation. The reason you owe $2,000 is because you feel like an injustice has been done to you because the company fired you. So you took them to court only to find out now you owe them $2,000. Right? If you just said, you know what? They caught me. I messed up.
And I guess maybe her thought process was she could have said she was on the phone. And that's why she was messing around on the computer.
I guess. But the fact that she filed a lawsuit against the company because they rightfully terminated her, that prevents me from saying she sucks the least.
I mean, I do think in the end, I think the cop in New York sucks the most. But
I agree.
I don't even know if he sucks the most. I think the NYPD sucks the most.
For giving him part of a pension?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what...
That's bad.
See, that's what bugs me about him. So sadly, I think the Baltimore guy sucks the least. Yeah, he built him for $200,000. Yes, he's stupid, and he puts all the stuff on the post, but he has accepted his fate, so to speak, right? The lady normally would suck the least, but like, you made this a thing when it shouldn't have been a thing. Now you're out $2,000.
And I don't understand how people keep doing that in this day and age. Like, it's 2023. Last year was 2022. Like, I won't even post stuff. If I just blow off like a party I'm supposed to go to,
right?
I'm not going to post stuff like, hey, out of the bars or whatever. Just I don't want to piss off my friends, much less trying to scam money.
But here's the amazing thing about this, all right? So the Baltimore City guy was dumb enough to keep posting on Facebook Live. You know, while you're saying you're working, people are actively watching you do something.
Gym. Right. Is he big at least?
I just assume.
I mean, I hope you better be a muscle bound, like one of those guys in the gym if you're doing all that.
The woman suing your company, it's like, it's a company computer. You have to know they're tracking something, right? Well, you would assume you'd be smart enough to assume that. So she got caught that way. The guy in New York, there was no special investigation. It's a routine audit. It's overtime. And every year they go through it. So they did it and said, this doesn't make any sense.
And also, like, almost everybody I know has a work computer and a home computer.
Sure.
Like, how could you, like, you just know some stuff you don't look up at work.
Mm-hmm. How does it just use your computer. That's weird.
Yeah.
And they're probably paying for the internet service if she's working from home.
Of course.
Work expense and all those other things, too. So, I mean, like, that's theirs as well. Even though when she's...
I doubt that.
You don't think so?
No. Companies don't pay for that.
Okay.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know. I don't work from home.
Yeah. Me neither.
What have you stepped in on, over, or through? 206-803-ROCK.
You say what?
We're done with the question, man.
Oh, sorry. I might have lost my mind. Shot the date's coming up. Yes, we're listening to Men's Room. Yeah, we are.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come on in minutes. We'll drink a toast for the show today, and we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Yep,
you got it, man.
Yep, hang on.
Having fun with computers again today.
Has been a brilliant day. Mm-hmm.
Actually, my computer works great. I got a new one. I just can't print. And then Mike was like,
"Is it the printer or your computer?"
No, it's the. The printer's fine. As I put in the test paper, that came out. It just sends them, but they don't print. So then Mike said, "Hey, I'll help you. We'll send it to another printer." So good. And he goes, "We're good." But as he walked around the corner, two things came up and said, "Printer job failed."
I'll tell you what, man. I think it was Tuesday. Came in, spent 40 minutes editing up a bunch of stuff, printed all my documents. The printer in the lobby, not working. I about lost my S. That's when you go smoke a cigarette and say, before you break something, same thing. I tried to fix the printer. I followed all the things.
When you get to this point of the show, like behind the scenes, like I got to edit up audio and this and that. I'm like, I just wasted a whole break.
Yep. Nothing more frustrating.
Well, here's some stuff I'm not working on.
All right.
The world's fattest countries in the world have been revealed for the year. Fun enough, the U.S. is not in the top 10. We are number 15.
We're not in the top 10.
No. Is Mexico still number one?
No, it is the Pacific island of Nauru, I believe is how you say it.
Never heard of it.
Sorry, Mexico.
I know, Ted, you threw them under the bus.
Jesus. For some reason, I thought
those fat Mexicans. No, Ted, it is
I thought
not.
They had eclipsed us.
They did a couple of years ago, I believe. I don't think we're ever number one, but usually we're at least in the top five. We're slipping.
We are, man.
Stop this healthy thing, man.
We're starting to eat green stuff. Look out for us.
If it's not mint chocolate chip ice cream, stop it.
VD says, you're welcome. It's people like you, man. Circle K promoted their new state-of-the-art coffee machines by offering free coffee.
That's the best way to do it.
Sounds like a bonus.
As long as it tastes good.
That's my whole thing. Gas station, convenience store coffee has always been passable. It's not, it doesn't make me retch when I drink it. I would not ever grab it first.
It's like a porta potty. I'm grabbing it because I need this.
I know how long it's been there.
Exactly.
Some of the coffee machines, though, like I was at a big truck stop up in Arlington. I mean, she's a beaut.
Oh, yeah.
Showers and Arby's, a Cinnabon. Wow. Yeah. But their coffee machine, it was great. And I was like, this is actually pretty good coffee. As opposed to some other places that have crappy. But I drink bad coffee every day. I don't mind.
You do it every day.
You say
it's bad every day, and you do it voluntarily every day.
Correct. Ottawa, I'm smiling. I don't respect myself when it comes to coffee, Mike.
Be prepared to be very afraid. The doomsday clock has moved to 90 seconds to midnight.
That actually is pretty legit.
Yeah.
Like, that's a reason. Like, all right.
Yeah, I saw that. It was funny. It was, I wanted to say, it was like the Kremlin was like, we're surprised. And they were like, you're kind of behind it.
The Kremlin was surprised?
They said they were.
Well, yeah. Also, like, where has it been in our lifetime? On the dial.
Right.
Like, where did it start out, you know, say 30 years ago?
So it started out, right, way back in the day, it started at 15.
Right.
And then I want to say in the 60s and stuff, it got pretty close with nuclear war.
Correct. Okay. Right, you had the Cold War threat.
Yeah.
At the end of the Cold War, it dropped back down, right? And just the way things are now and everyone hates each other for any reason. I don't like M&M's wearing pantyhose, right? So, but all this kind of stuff escalates, so they push it back up. Like, we going crazy.
Yeah. Diseases, like all that stuff.
I'm going to guess that in 1980... Four. It was 2 minutes to midnight, only because of the Iron Maiden song.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. You know what? Still hasn't hit zero. I'll call that a win on humanity.
Oh, when it gets to zero, they can't really hit it.
That's a nice silver lining, Mike.
See what I do there?
When it hits zero, we won't know.
Up until it hits zero, man.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can we hit snooze?
Right.
Like the alarm goes, like, yeah, we're about 11 we more minutes. Or 9 more minutes. 9 more minutes. Yeah.
Tell you what, if the worst happens and they're like, hey, watch out, there's a nuclear missile heading for you. I'm not waiting for the mushroom cloud. I'm just eating a mushroom.
Damn straight.
Do you know the safest place to be?
Oh, yeah.
In my bathtub tripping.
No.
In the corner towards the blast.
You read the article I read.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you want to basically be facing the blast, but in the corner. But they also pointed out, so they go through this whole dissertation about why it'd be safest, and they go, that said, you'd have about 3 seconds to pull this off.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're also in
at that point in time, the hell with it.
Because you're also in the, what, the intermediate danger zone?
Right, exactly.
Right, you're not where you're guaranteed to die, but you're not where you're guaranteed safety either. So. The average person says that they could a little over 5 hours without their phone.
Really?
5 hours?
5 hours.
Well, you know what?
About 5 hours and 11 minutes.
I'd say that because I'm a caveman, but I do understand that.
Sure.
Everyone I know... Because, again, it's not just, here's the thing about the phone. No one uses it for a phone. Not no one uses it for a phone. You use it for the phone the least.
Yeah.
It's your weather. It's your news. It's your tickety talks.
It's your way to stay connected.
It's your everything, right?
I leave mine in the car on the weekend when I play golf. So, like, 5.5, 6 hours on Saturday and Sunday, I don't even look at it.
Right. Just lock that doggone thing away, man. Lock it away.
I mean, I get it. It's all of your communications can funnel through your phone. So as much as people go on about it, I'm like, I'm just not that guy, but I get it.
Yeah.
Correct. Right. You'd hate for an emergency to happen.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
There's a threat.
I hate for an emergency to happen no matter what. That's just me.
Right. But you if somebody like, in your Mexico, family was injured, you'd want to know.
Yes.
As opposed to being like, I don't know. Just have a phone off.
Yeah, right.
There's a thread online where people are talking about things men can get away with doing freely, but women would often be judged for doing, and we do have.
Showing our nipples.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for. Let's flip this one on its ear, shall we? Why is it okay for a woman to jump into the men's bathroom when a line is too long?
Because they're hot.
But I do it just one time. And I'm pepper sprayed, in handcuffs, and on a list. Two words. Double standard.
Well, you were also naked, VD.
That's the difference. You have to do it with pants on.
10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for it. Number 10, just farting. Straight up passing gas. Which, I disagree. I feel like that's coming back around a little bit more.
Do you feel like the female fart is an okay thing?
I do believe so, yeah.
I mean, I do.
Yeah,
I fart all the time. And yeah. I fart openly. I fart unapologetically. It's just one of those things.
I've been around gaseous women.
But I feel like until you're in a relationship with them, you don't know that.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? When I was dating my wife, as far as I knew, she never farted. Once you got married, was that you? Yep.
What in the world is that?
Right, that's kind of the thing.
And I mean, and I get it. I get it. We all try to put our best foot forward early on in the relationship. But
I remember I had a girl once said, you farted on me in your sleep. So, well, I was sleeping.
Right. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do?
Ted, you did it wrong. You should have said, no, I was awake.
Oh, that's what you think.
You smell better.
Oh, Jesus.
Kind of an insult on me. I was dating.
I don't really think you can be responsible for anything you do in your sleep.
No.
Oh, you can be held responsible. Yeah.
Number 9, physical signs of aging, including gray hair and wrinkles.
Yeah, well, you're going to call me a silver fox, but you want me to... Not that anyone has ever said that.
Sorry that I just do it better than you do, man.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I don't disagree with that, but I still feel like in the end, women put a higher standard on beauty to other women than men do.
I agree with that 100%.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong.
You'd be amazed at how much we don't care about.
Number 8... taking your top off in public. I disagree. Well, do it, ladies.
I'm right there with you.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I have a problem if I take my shirt off in public in front of you, because then you'll be disgusted.
Exactly. You know what? That's more of where I sit. Everybody keep their shirts on.
Yeah.
Man, I remember I was driving
you
around.
You will look much better than most other people.
But you got to remember, man, it's such a... this country's so uptight about sexuality and all that, that if a chick pulls it off, it becomes, it's like, it's illegal.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? I got nips flying at the beach, man. Nobody cares. No one's looking, but nobody cares.
See, and the beach is fine. The one that gets me, and I still, for whatever reason, I get so bugged by this guy, but it's shirtless runner. He just grinds my gears to no end. I was driving around like 2 weeks ago. It is mid-January. It is 35 doggone degrees outside. This guy is in nothing but a pair of booty shorts out there getting a run on. Oh, it's so hot. I just have to have my shirt off.
Hey,
no,
man,
you don't, man.
Anytime we play a live
with your
show.
Your tasty ass.
New originals, anyway. Play a live show. If we're playing electric, right? We're not sitting down.
Sure.
Shirt's always off. People go, wow, it's effing hot.
Yeah.
Straight up with you, bro.
I don't mind shirtless guy running. The one that throws me off is just like, I don't know, like random shirtless guy at like a theme park.
Yeah.
Like if you're going down water slides and stuff, but like we're just waiting in line or like, I don't know, walking through the city. It seems odd if you have your shirt off.
Shirtless guy driving unless you're driving a Jeep.
Yeah, even
if you have a convertible and you want to be shirtless, that's fine, but it's still weird.
Yeah.
Driving shirtless guy, I think, is the strangest one.
I went shirtless through downtown Seattle. But it's because it was post-Sounders game. There were Marines visiting from somewhere else. I don't remember where they were from, but they were all excited about the game. It was the first MLS soccer game. I ended up giving the guy, they really liked the kit, as it were.
Yeah.
Gave him a shirt, and I'm standing with my wife. I'm like, I'm a Pioneer Square shirtless. It was...
That's awkward.
Dude, I fit right in.
It's awkward. What I realized, though, like, I... Obviously, I felt weird about it, but I realized the looks that people give you...
Oh, yeah.
They're just not judgy. They're terrified of you.
Right.
They assume. Oh, and I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of owning this, man.
I'll also say, guys that are like me, if you've got boobs, man, you don't get to pop the top.
Show us
your
boobs.
You know, the beach. Yeah. Beach is off limits.
Right. Beach, pool, whatever.
Yeah. Right. If you're in the water, it's understood, but. Number 7 of the 10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for, work-related travel. People might say, how could you leave your children?
Come on.
Get a life. Jesus Christ.
Right? At that point,
be happy that they get a chance to get away from their annoying husband and child.
Right.
Yeah.
That's their problem,
They need a break with it, even if it's just work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Everyone does.
That's an individual problem, man. Yeah. Number 6, sitting with their legs wide apart. I would not judge.
I just hope you have a skirt, but yeah, I don't care.
No, maybe you can do it.
That's just me being creepy.
I mean, it's more comfortable for you to do it. I only do it because my sexual organs are on the outside.
Yeah.
Not trying to spread because I'm a guy or have some giant crank. It's just like they're on the outside.
We have testicles.
Right, I also.
It's that.
It's that simple.
And jeans are hard. on your
jeans
boys.
Jeans are hard on your boys. I got big old ham thighs.
That's just, yeah, I have big thighs.
Right? They're just push, and they push out is the thing. You know, they push outward. So I will sit there with my legs, you know, put together, and I will cross my ankles to hold them together. And it pains me to do that. I'm actually straining to, shut up, BD. Let's see here. Number five, my poor girth, he says. Number five, using profanity or raising their voice during an argument.
What? I thought that was the norm. Maybe it's the chicks I've been with, but yeah, I fully expect it.
Count on one hand the number of women I've met that don't use profanity. So it's...
Or raise their voice.
Go right for it, man. Number four of the 10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for. Number four, eating large amounts of food at a restaurant.
I don't care.
I love it when they do, man. Eat it.
I'd rather you eat yours than order for me and have your... reach across and start scooping your stuff in my stuff in your mouth.
Hey, I mean, you ordered it. Eat it. That's your plate.
I hope
right
you
there.
Eat everything.
Get after
on
it.
On your plate.
It's almost like that's the point.
Going to a bar alone at number three.
What?
Going I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think for women, if I was a woman, I'd be a little apprehensive just because
absolutely
idiots are going to hit on you left and right, or you might just be at the bar drinking.
Right.
If I knew I could go someplace where people would hit on me left and right, I'd do it every day.
I know. Where's right, this but, place?
Yes, exactly. Please.
But I can sympathize with the fact that, you know what, maybe I just want to go sit down at the bar, watch whatever's on TV up there, and have a drink without getting harassed. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm a drinker, so anyone that shows up at the bar, I'm like, good for you, man.
Harassed is a weird thing. Depending on how you present yourself, I think that anybody who shows an interest in you, you have to be somewhat polite about it if that ever happens, because I can't remember the last time it's happened to me. So if I knew if it did, I would be very nice. Like, oh, thanks for starting up conversation. I'm waiting for a friend or had sure. a long day or whatever the deal is. Like,
but imagine
I'd figure out a way to
peace.
Be polite enough to figure that out if that were to happen.
Number two, not shaving or maintaining their body hair, including armpit or facial hair. Jeez, sir, man. But the number one thing that men can do freely but women are often judged for shaving their head. I feel like that looks coming around, actually.
I don't know why anyone cares. Right? Maybe it's just me. But then, that being said, I don't care about a lot of things that people do.
That's
but,
the way they rock, man.
Yeah, all right.
Philly has gotten so desperate for lifeguards, you won't believe what they're doing.
What are they doing?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to get tested on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.